Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord we're able to be together again as we share the Word of God, and I continue on in a message I began last week, Living the Life of the Spirit. And as I began this message, there's a hunger. I mean, I see it expressed in the letters that are coming in for more of God. They want to hear God. They want to know God's plans and will for their lives. They want more of Jesus. And that's a prayer that is dear to the heart of God and one that the Holy Spirit of God delights to answer, to move, to give us, to cause the fire of that first love that we had when we were first saved to be reignited. That I know it's basically referring to angels, but it says He makes His angels ministering spirits and His ministers a flaming fire. Well, I've always claimed that for God's people. We can be a flaming fire for the Lord. Someone said, you know, I don't want to die out. I just want to burn out for Jesus. I've heard that saying over the years, a long time ago, but it does convey a purpose that we need to be energized and filled with the love of God, love for God, the love of God flowing through us and being involved, doing as Jesus, busy about the Father's business, doing what God's will was for His life. Now, His will, while there are certain basic principles that refer to every member of His family that is written in the Word of God, rules of conduct, of attitude, of action, under the Old Covenant, it was basically actions, you know, but under the New, it was the law was being written in our hearts. And it is a lot of not only our external actions, but the thoughts of our mind. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus, bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. Also our attitude. Let love be without dissimulation. I read that the other day. I actually looked up that word. Do you know what it means to present one thing, but to really be disingenuous? In other words, you acting that way, but you don't really feel that way. Yeah, so it needs to be genuine, and only the Holy Spirit can help that happen, because many times we get hurt, we get offended, sometimes we just don't like people. Oh dear, there was a joke I heard years ago. Mother was waking Johnny up, and he says, Johnny, you better get up, time to go to church. And she did this repeatedly, wouldn't get up, and she finally came and just, you're going to be late, Johnny, get up. And he says, give me a good reason why I have to get up. And he says, I don't like those people, and they don't like me. And she said, you're the pastor. That's just a joke, of course. Okay, I don't normally do jokes, but I'm feeling the joy of the Lord, because I know how close this message, how God wants us to live the life of the Spirit. Just as Jesus was anointed, He is our head. That anointing goes down to the very skirts of His garment, covers His feet. And no matter where you are in the body of Christ, that same anointing is given to you. Now, I promised we were going to start at 1 John, the second chapter. We're going to look at verses 20 and 21. But the word for Christ is anointed one. It means anointed one, but it also, it's Christos, and it literally does mean anointed one. And in John, that first chapter First John, the second chapter, verses 20 through 21, what that says is, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. That word unction, the Greek word chrisma, it's basically related to that word Christos, which is translated Christ. And it's the very same word as anoint in other places. So the anointing literally dwells in you. He doesn't remove it. He doesn't remove his presence. It's just as sure and just as real as your salvation. Let's look at another passage in that second chapter, verses 25 through 27. And John says, "And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them which seduce you," or would try to deceive you. This is what he's saying, but "the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you." Okay, we're all on the same page there. "And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him," or remain in him. Okay, what's that saying? Does that mean we don't need teachers? Of course not, because God gave a fivefold ministry. He gave teachers, he gave pastors, he gave evangelists, he gave prophets, he gave apostles. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. Yeah, some say they're all gone. You know, apostles, prophets anyway. However, we haven't all come into the unity of the faith. So you either are going to accept Paul's word as true and inspired by the Holy Spirit, or you'll say, well, you know, I guess we should take that verse out then. Yeah? I'm sorry. No, it shouldn't be taken out because it's true. Why? That anointing remains in us. Yes, of course, we need teachers, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And as you walk closely with Him, beloved, you've got to have a relationship with Jesus for yourself. There may be times in your life that we may face situations in the future, the body of Christ, the persecuted church, my goodness, the things they've gone through. There may not be a pastor to teach you and expound the word, or an evangelist to show you the way of salvation. You better know the word, and you better trust that the anointed one is in you. Think of the persecuted church. My goodness, they have pastors who are just recently saved. They haven't been to seminary. They haven't been to Bible college. But the Holy Spirit, they have the word of God. That's why there's such a hunger for the word of God. And thank God for those ministries that supply the word of God. So that anointing literally dwells in you. Did you hear that? The anointing abides in you. His anointing, his spirit lives in you. This is Christ living in you, beloved. And what does that anointing do in us? Well, it'll teach us. That anointing teaches. And through the anointing, you are taught how to remain in Christ, how to be a minister, everything you need, everything that pertains to life and godliness. This, of course, does not, as I said, replace the teaching ministry, that which is a vital part of the fivefold ministry to the church. Rather, what God is saying to us here is this presence of the Holy Spirit will teach you the details of your life. The anointing teaches you what is the will of God for your life, what you must believe, how you must walk before the Lord. And there are decisions you need to make that, no, you better not have anyone make important decisions for you. There, you know, years ago in the body of Christ, whether the shepherding movement. Anyway, beloved, no. And also, prophecy is not for direction. Don't go running up to a prophet. You have a word for me. You know, what should I do? Well, that is not the purpose of prophecy. Why? It was in the Old Testament. And the thing is, God wants to speak to you, and in his love and mercy and good counsel. Of course, there's a place for listening to godly counsel, pastors, those who are mature in the Lord. But prophecy many times will confirm what you know in your spirit, what you're feeling in your spirit. That person doesn't have a clue. How many times I've heard, and I've heard body prophecies, like I've been in a service, and that word would be confirming to my heart what the Lord has been speaking with me. Remember, what the word of God says. Let's go back to Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Let's look at verse 6. This is Jesus. This is Isaiah prophesying hundreds of years before a Messiah was going to be born. For we have a familiar passage. We use it on Eat Christmas, Christmas cards. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Praise God. That's going to happen in the millennium and throughout eternity. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Yes, they're one, the Trinity, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. That zeal, that burning desire, praise God. Is that not exciting? And then let's go over to Isaiah 10, the 27th chapter. And again, of course, this is talking literally to physical Israel. There were, you know, the Assyrian was oppressing it. It shall come to pass in that day, verse 27, that his burden shall be taken away from thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Every demonic control, every demonic attack, everything the enemy could do, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit in you, speaking God's word, just like Jesus did. Beloved, that's a recipe for success. It never fails. If you believe what God says, it will always work. Praise God. We're also going to be looking at a few more scriptures as we continue on in this message. Why? Because that's God's heart for you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to prosper, even as your soul prospers, to be in health. Hallelujah. He has so much for you. He's got so many riches in glory. We haven't begun to tap them yet, I believe. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, beloved, that's another principle of God's word. I'm not trying to get you to write. Trust me, I'm not trying to increase the mailing list. I invite you, by the standard of God's word, there are times for agreeing prayer. You may not have a pastor. You may have something you can't confide into anyone else. This is, no one else reads the letters or prays for them, for the prayer requests that come in. This is what I do. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.